Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Rice and Beans. I'm here with Cookie and Jasmine. We've got a great show again for you. Got some cool stuff happening in the media. Really funny. Had a field day with it. Jasmine's going to go over some of that stuff, too. We got website info and a couple of interesting topics that are going to segue one right into the other. So here we go with social media lost its shit today. Cookie?
Okay, so to keep everybody up to date on current events and social media, Chris Boykin, a.k.a. Big, passed away from a heart attack. His credits include from 2006 to 2008, he was the bodyguard on Robin Big, and then from 2008 onward, he was on Fantasy Factory till that show had ended, and then before that, he had contributed to the armed forces. He was in the U.S. Navy, and he leaves behind a 9-year-old daughter. I myself am not too familiar, but
they used to the Fantasy Factory actually was across the street from where the guys and I used to rehearse music.
Oh,
and
crazy!
So we got to see both Rob and Big, and that guy, I could see why they called him Big. That guy was really
that guy
big.
Was big.
Yeah, he was about as big as I, tall as I am, but like probably 3 or 4 of me wide.
Dang.
So, so he's he was a really, really huge dude, and if I could afford a security guard, it'd probably be somebody like him too.
Well, yeah, the U.S. Navy bodes well in the security aspect, I would imagine. So
they must have taught him something.
Yeah,
fending off those guys on the ship and makes.
No,
them
I was just saying the sailor aspect. I love me a good sailor, so. That's just from my perspective. What do you think, Jasmine?
Oh, my God. What about the whole
sailors.
Men in uniform thing?
Yes, yes.
Oh, you man. Know. Totally. I don't know about Big, though, but...
He will be
men
missed.
Men in uniform?
Are you talking like... Yeah, like a uniform legit or like a guy that works at McDonald's kind of uniform.
Hey, a uniform is a uniform.
Thank you.
I'm
that's what I was asking.
Like military or
you work at McDonald's, I got your back.
Or cops, right? Or firemen. Oh my God, firemen.
Are you too good for like someone that works at Subway or a custodian for a school district or something? Jeez.
You know the guy that sells Dodger dogs wears a uniform too. I'm just saying. That guy doesn't get any
I wouldn't
credit.
Say no to a Dodger dog.
Hang on a second. Hey, time out. Shit, my fucking... I need to pay my weed guy. Hold up.
Real time, people. This is real time.
This is real life. This is how it happens. Can't fuck with the weed guy, especially if he's knocking at the door. Because the next time you call him, he's going to be like, who? Nah, you got the wrong number. Click. So, speaking of other things that are happening, so did you hear about Bow Wow with his lying ass getting caught?
I didn't. This is news to me. We just briefly went over this before the show started, and I think that's fucking hilarious. I mean, the fact that he's, I guess, what would you call, like, a B-list celebrity at this point, but...
If he's that lucky.
Really? I mean, I wouldn't even know, but...
I think he when he was in the height of his career, I think he was a B-list celebrity.
Okay, so he's pretty much just one of us talking shit.
Yeah, he's one of us with slightly more money and a few more connections. I mean...
He was the future Bobby Brown, so, I mean...
Right? Oh, man. What a waste. I don't know. He was cool when he first came out, but then again, he was like, what, 7, 8? So, I mean, I guess it's just the novelty of having, like... A little kid be, you know, that into music where he's, you know, taking it that seriously and treating it with that much passion. I mean, that's cool. I get that. But,
very
I mean,
admirable.
Like, aside from that, I saw his movies and it's not anything that, it wasn't anything spectacular. I was
anything
like,
that would render a private jet.
Right. Right.
And oh, we're talking about the Bow Wow thing?
Yeah.
We are.
Dude, the whole fake it till you make it. Because, so Twitter issued a challenge, and so the hashtag is, I think, Bow Wow Challenge. And so it's post like a millionaire. So, I don't know. I think since we have the site up and going now, maybe we should put that up there and send us your hashtag BioWell challenge pictures. We'll check them out and we'll put the best ones up on the site in the forums or in some of the blog posts. If you didn't catch the site before, it's www.riceandbeanscast.com. So we just got it up and going earlier this week, and pretty excited because it's got some cool stuff. It's, you know, still coming along. It's brand new. We're going to add a lot more content to it, you know, as time goes by. But for right now, I think it's a good starting point. So you guys go ahead and check that out. Each one of us is going to have our own email address. So if you want to go ahead and contact us with ideas for the show or just things in general that you want to hear or just to bitch at us, whatever, you know. So Cookies is cookie@riceandbeanscast.com. Well, everybody's at riceandbeanscast.com. So it'll be Jasmine and Jester. And also when we start having the cannabis cooks and the bartenders, they also have emails, so if you want to reach out to any of them that have been on the show, go ahead and email the Canna Cook or the bartender. And again, that's at riceandbeans.com, or you can just reach out to us through the site. So, did you guys get a chance to check out the site? I know it just barely went up.
Oh yeah, absolutely! What'd you guys think? It's pretty awesome. So yeah. Excited. To get my Snapchat dick filter pic. cannot wait. Oh my gosh, by the way. So,
yeah.
I was joking around my coworker, speaking of Snapchat dick filter pics. I was joking around with my coworker, and I was like, yeah, we're talking about something. I can't remember what it was. And I was like, yeah, nude for nude. This motherfucker sends me a fucking dick picture.
Did it have a Snapchat filter?
By a Snapchat.
There's the first one. There's the first entry.
Wait a second. So I was like, well, I wasn't fucking expecting that you were going to do that. You might as well put a Snapchat filter on it. He sends me another one and puts a fucking crown on top of his fucking...
Oh, the fandom. Gotta love him.
Jesus. It's like your Christmas and birthday wrapped up in one.
I gotta hit him up and actually tell him about our website, maybe. He will put that up there.
Well, he's got to send it to you if he wants to be considered for the contest submission thing. So
I don't know if I wanted to join the contest.
Well, they're not going to see you. They're not going to see the other entries. All they're going to see is the winner and the runner up. Maybe
I understand that, but I just don't know if I want him to be the fucking winner. Is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, you want him to be the winner.
No, I don't.
Where we're going.
I don't. Awkward. I don't shit where I eat. Okay, I do not
give
hook
you the
up
prize
with coworkers whatsoever. That's definite no for me. I do not do that.
Yeah, no, I get you. The whole shitting where you eat thing—it didn't work out for me. Yeah. I did it once and ended up in a marriage, and yeah, that turned out horribly. But but it's better now. It's better this time around. No, that was my first marriage. Not this one. This one's just fine. Oh, I didn't meet her at work, and we don't work together. But I mean, if you know anything about me and the way my ex-wife fought, just imagine that we worked at the same building. During the same hours.
Jeez.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it was a thin slice
of
heaven.
A lot of work sex?
No. If anything, she used it as an opportunity to spy on me, because apparently I had to be
Seriously?
Watched. Yeah, wow. No. Yeah, I think, and like, it was to the point where even people that she knew, I had friend-zoned. You know, or was just a platonic relationship, it was still suspect. And I had a huge problem with that. There was a couple of coworkers that I was very, very good friends with, had no interest in whatsoever in a sexual way, anything like that, other than just being friends. But no, like it, apparently that didn't register with her. And so she was... I guess under the impression that I I was the office slut that I got around, and like basically everybody that I talked to, I had.
I apologize for that. That was just a fun rumor that I spread, and I didn't think it was going to get that far. So,
well,
that's my bad.
It wasn't as bad when she wasn't working there anymore. But
that was an April Fool's joke gone awry.
I mean,
we didn't think it would go around like an STD. Okay.
Yeah. Or like Jester.
Right?
That's what I said.
Apparently, I go around like the herps.
Which one out of every three people has, so.
But not every person needs to give you a paragraph explanation as to why they have it.
Exactly.
Exactly.
We get it. You have it. It happens.
Have you gotten any more paragraph responses of STDs or things that don't need an explanation?
No, not really. Not lately, at least.
Well,
I haven't been... I haven't been having any cool ones here recently.
Not being approached by the disease?
Except there is this guy who checked out my profile and was like, but this is on OkCupid now, though, not Tinder, but he was like, thanks for checking out my profile. And I was like, didn't reply. I don't know if it was like a few days after, and he was like, thanks for checking my profile. And I'm like, yeah, I only really checked it because you checked mine. Do you have Snapchat? Just to fucking get off of it.
So you just grasping at anything, right?
I mean, I gotta lay it down. He's really not my type. Right. I'm sorry. Like, it's just not gonna happen. I'm sorry.
Don't they have a block feature on that thing?
No, they don't. They do. I mean, I wouldn't know. What?
They do have a block feature, but I guess I'm an attention whore, so like
so it is what it
is. So any attention is good
during
attention.
During those days when I'm not getting any, I'm like, yeah, okay, you can make me feel good and give me compliments, I guess. Whatever.
That's
feed
a middle
ego.
Child mentality, Jasmine. Are you a middle child?
I'm the youngest.
Oh, I'm a middle child. I'm an attention whore.
Are you like the youngest of like 13 or 14, something
like
that?
Well, hold on. Actually, I'm technically the youngest. I have another little sister, so I don't know how you want to make of that.
Then you're not the youngest.
Yeah. You'd be considered middle then?
You're that one kid that nobody cares about. You're like not the middle child, but you're not the youngest child. You're just kind of the one that everybody forgot about.
That's what
much.
We call a middle child.
On the very end. That's when my parents gave up. That's when my parents gave up and thought they gave up. And they were like... And the funny thing is... Okay, the funny thing is she's adopted and I love her to death. But the funny thing is when I was talking to my husband...
I mean, as much as you can love an adopted sibling, right?
Yes.
Because, I mean, they're not real family.
Okay, listen. So I was telling my husband, I was like, I think that's when my parents gave up, was like, okay, we're done. Like, we're gonna have Jasmine. She's gonna be our last one. And they're like, well, just kidding. 10 years after, like, she wasn't good enough.
She was like, they
this
looked
is
at
literally
her.
A sit down talk I had kid. With my parents. Like,
they looked at her 10 years later. Were like, fuck, we raised nothing but disappointment. Let's try again.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Oh my god.
I don't know what to make of that because I too am 10 years older than my youngest sibling, so maybe Jasmine and Cookie have more in common than they think. Damn. I'm sure my parents had that sit down conversation. The first one was pretty good. Let's see what we get out of the second. Not so much. Let's try again.
At least you're not the one that they're totally embarrassed of. You know, the one that they swell up with pride when they tell their friends about how they died in a car accident.
Oh. I don't even know. I don't even know what my family makes of me at this point.
That'd be an interesting question. Just ask them and then let us know what they said.
That actually would be a really good question. That's an amazing topic. What do my parents think of me considering Mother's Day is coming up?
Oh, perfect. That was going on the blog post.
Yes.
If you're out there listening, mother, go ahead, ask your mom.
Yes, ask your mother what she thinks of you.
Which, when my mother found out that I smoked marijuana, she was like, why are you smoking marijuana? Why don't you just date a bunch of people?
What? What the hell?
I don't know what the logic is, but here I am. It's exactly what I'm doing what my mother told me to do.
Always take your mother's advice. It's sound.
Exactly, guys.
Hey, Mom, guess who I met on Tinder today instead of smoking a joint?
He sent me a filtered dick pic with a crown on it.
But I didn't get high. Aren't you proud?
Thanks, guys.
You bring much honor to your dynasty, Jasmine.
Thank you. My ancestors would be proud.
That indeed they would.
I think Disney's going to make a movie about you someday.
Mulan 2, where they're going to rate it R?
Mulan 2, Lost in New York.
Wait till they get to Mulan 3, the Tinder years.
I know. Lost on Tinder.
If there was a... Okay, so I'm going to put this one out there, and I'll put this up on the in the forums. If there was a movie about your life, what would it be titled?
Nice.
Is this like a legit question we're asking?
Yeah,
right,
I'm going to ask... Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Well, I gotta... Yeah, well, for right now, and then I want to see what the people out there, they're listening, if they had a movie coming out about their life, what would it be called? Besides,
and who would be playing as yourself?
Oh, very nice.
Wow.
That's a pretty good question. Shit.
Right?
Yeah.
Something
like
with
me, they're gonna have to like fucking. I don't know. There's not much of a selection.
I don't think Lucy Liu's doing anything right now.
Hollywood.
That's true. Yeah, Lucy Liu or like basically any Asian available, I guess.
Yeah, I mean.
Exactly.
This is serious stuff, guys.
Maybe my cousin Wing Wing is gonna pose as me.
See, Jester, I told you she had a cousin Ling Ling. You didn't believe me.
You're right.
I was being racist.
Here's your $5.
Thank you.
For me, let's see, who the hell would play me? I wonder if Ron Jeremy's available. You think he? You think that guy's available still? I don't know if he's doing much. I mean,
okay, well, if we're looking for porn stars, then you know, there's plenty available.
I've been told the late Philip Seymour Hoffman could play me. So, do they have to be alive? Because he's pretty dead right now.
It might help during production. The casting meeting might be fun though if the guy's dead.
Yeah, like a séance.
So, going back to the whole platonic relationships, and I don't know who I was talking to, and they were fairly young, and they were trying to tell me about something that was like a new term, and it basically meant that they weren't into sex, they were just into being friends, and you know, no, you know, physical feelings whatsoever. And you know, I was like, you know, we had a word for that. It was all called platonic. And then they asked me, you know, well, what does that mean? I'm like, well, have you ever been in the friend zone? And they said, no, what's that? And so I got into explaining both, and they said, oh yeah, so that it's kind of like that. But it just, it's weird that, you know, how would you not know, like, what is it? What does it mean to be in the friend zone unless you're lying about it? I think everybody's at some point been there and was like, oh, well.
Oh, I've been there.
Right?
I'm fucking queen of it. I am queen of the fucking friend zone.
Excuse me. I believe I'm queen of friend zone. Don't just take my title and reign, Jasmine. Shit, I worked hard for that.
Shit, we can't all be the queen. Somebody's got to sit on the curb and wave as I pass by.
That's right.
So, yeah, no, it's it sounds funny coming from her because, like, it's generally isn't, I mean, unless you're gay, isn't...
Unless
like,
you're what?
Unless you're gay, oh, isn't okay. It, like, or a gay guy, isn't it generally the girl that's the gatekeeper of the friend zone?
Well, Jasmine,
no.
You have something to say?
No, I don't think so. I don't think that's for us to decide. I mean, like, I've been in the friend zone so many times. It's ridiculous. Like, it's to the point where it's like they'll tell you, oh, I, you know, they'll butter you up and tell you that they want to find a girl like you, and then turn around and find somebody else, and you're like, okay, well, I wasn't good enough, but I fucking put out. Fuck. Well, maybe that's what it is.
Well, then.
So I don't know.
Well, but then that's not really friend zone, though.
Yeah, if you
can't get any and you're trying, yes, and they're just like, oh, you're friends.
Then okay, so let's define.
I don't know. Maybe
let's
I'm
define
just a slut. Friend.
We were thinking it. You just said it.
It's a good possibility.
I know. More likely than not.
Not that we're protesting or have contention or anything about
but,
it, but
friend zone.
Thanks for the reassurance that
anytime.
I'm a gutter whore.
I think friend zone is defined as someone who can't get any. It's more along the lines of where it's just like
oh,
Eddie
you're
said,
talking
platonic.
About completely
yes,
can't get
yes.
any.
Yes,
mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't just, have that problem. I have the whole
yeah, because you're a woman
you,
and you're the gatekeeper,
you be,
like we were saying.
You know,
earlier.
I just don't want you to be my girlfriend.
No, not that. I mean. Yeah, I mean, well, I have heard of people escaping the friend zone and actually getting into a relationship with the person that they, you know, were trying to be with for so long, and they finally, you know, oh yeah, well, we were friends for so long, and now, you know, we're actually dating, and you know, but I haven't heard very many of those stories. So mostly they were trying like hell to fuck the other person, and they finally got it in, and they escaped the friend zone, and whether it was for the, you know, for the better or not, it happened. And, you know, I think that kind of escape and effort should be applauded, like breaking out of jail.
Yeah, no, for sure.
It's like dick jail.
Where's that located? Where do I sign up? How do I commit a crime and go there? Is dick jail a real thing, Jester? Is it?
It might.
Can someone look this up? Where's our fact checker?
Asian.
Fact checker.
Yeah.
On it. Thanks. Over.
So,
I don't know. I think the friend zone is something that could definitely be worked through persistence. But I don't know the meaning of the word no. So maybe that's my downfall and and maybe my saving grace,
said, oh,
if
well,
you will.
How are you friend zoned? How are you friend zoned when you're getting to fuck them or something?
Well,
and
no.
I'm like, oh, okay.
I think the friend zone is like a made-up thing, like integration or the Holocaust or something. I don't know. I mean, does the friend zone really happen? I mean, if you're not there to see it, does it really exist kind of thing? But like I said, I think I've been friend zoned so many times to ultimately go into a relationship with somebody. So maybe I'm just persistent as fuck and then it's like I wear them down. So I think wearing someone down, making them feel like they can't do any better... like pretty much telling them
you're
gonna find
bet,
someone
bitch.
Else don't get me wrong, you're definitely gonna find someone else, but do you really want to risk not finding someone else? And then when they have that doubt in their head, that's when you got them, and that's your way out of the friend zone. You need to prove to someone that you are better than just okay. And better than just okay is all they're going to be able to get.
And better is than just okay is better than nothing.
Thank you. Yes.
Right? You've tried the best. Now try us.
Yes. Yeah, that should be our slogan. Can we get that on shirts?
I probably could.
Yeah.
So, Jasmine, tell me, but what's the worst friend zone experience that you've ever had?
Well, now it makes it seem like it doesn't apply to me because I've fucked up.
Well, it doesn't. It never did.
Next. Jester, do you have a friend zone story?
So now I'm going to be fucking passing because, you know, most of the time they're just like, oh, you're not good enough to be my girlfriend for whatever fucking reason. But, I mean, they'll fuck me because, I don't know. I mean. Because
they're not friends?
Because
not
I'm in
friends.
Their fuck it bucket list, is that's why.
Oh, the fuck it bucket list. Oh, we gotta get to that one. That one's gonna be a good one. So I will say for me, and I can't name drop, and but
I'm sitting right here, Jester.
But yeah, there's been a couple of instances where I did escape a friend zone that I had been in for a pretty long time, and
Persistence in your favor?
You know what? a persistence in that I was still around as like I guess as a friend or just around period.
You were just
right?
a stage five clinger.
Yeah. Could be.
Like I said, not knowing the definition of no really helps you.
Right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, and it worked out and it was great sex, but in the end, like, you know, a lot of the times they say, oh, yeah, friends have sex and it ruins things and it gets all awkward and that's why they stop talking.
Yeah.
Well,
that happens to me.
I would say that not necessarily, and that's actually not what happened. It wasn't related to sex. The reason that
were you related to the person? Well,
of
you
course
have sex
you're
with?
Going to fucking deny
I'm
that gesture.
I'm pretty
Why
sure.
Why would you
we
say,
weren't?
Oh yeah, sure? It's because of the sex that fucked it up.
No, it wasn't. It was for other reasons. They were totally like had nothing to do with sex in any way, shape, or form. It
of
was
course.
Like
of course it
one
wouldn't.
Of them was over money, and the other one was over like. Stepping over boundaries, like talking about
boundaries.
Stuff that's like trying to insert themselves into situations that.
Well, we all know you don't have any fucking boundaries
or problems inserting yourself in things. So
that's true.
Yeah,
that's
snap.
True.
Snap, you're a bitch.
But we weren't talking about me though. We're talking about her.
Okay.
No, so yeah, no. The two. One of them was a money situation. The other one was because that she was trying to insert herself into situations that. Didn't require her attention or input, and when
Search
I said something
herself.
Like when I said something about it, I think it was about something having to do with the band or the music, and it was like, okay, that's cool, I appreciate your feedback, right, but we've made it this long without you being around, so I'm sure we'll be fine without your input, and they didn't take it well, and that's the last time I ever heard from. So if you're a musician, it's kind of easy because that way you just get them talking about the music and be like, oh, well, hey, if you don't like the music, get the fuck out.
Noted.
Done and done.
Done.
Nailed it.
How about you, Cookie? Any friend zone war stories?
No, like, honestly, I...
Horror story.
Horror stories. I don't know. Like, I was being brutally honest in regards to persistence. The friend zone, I can't tell you how many times I've been there. I probably have, like, a frequent buyer card that's been stamped so many times. But it's, my current relationship standing, I'm sure more times than not initially, I was in the friend zone and, not going to that drastic point of telling them that they can't do better. I mean, I'm not that much of a dick. But, I mean, you just persistence. I'm a firm believer that persistence always works. So if something's worth having, you just kind of got to go for it. So friend zone, I think, is kind of like a made up term for somebody who really doesn't want to be with that person. And I think ultimately that's what it is. Horror stories. Not so much. I mean,
what? Yeah, that one I don't believe. Born at night, not last night, though.
Seriously. I mean, it's just an ease into like a breakup or I don't want to hang out with you. So we've all been there.
Right.
One way or another.
So in talking about that and the horror stories, I'm sure at some point we have everybody's come up with a bucket list, like a sexual bucket list or things that they'd like to do before they kick off. what would you call that? Like the
we called it the fuck it bucket list.
That's right. So
the fuck it bucket list.
That sounds like something
What's
you can
in
get
your
at KFC.
Fuck it bucket list, Jester.
Mine, I had about 12, and I'm pretty happy to say that I got them all.
Oh, my God. Let's hear this.
All right.
Bragging much?
Right.
I know. Seriously. Like, there goes the ego. Today is Jester Day. Jesus. You know, like, it's not the dick that's the problem, apparently.
She's not talking about your penis.
It's money. It's the money and, you know, other things.
Show that one more time. What was that you lifted up, Jasmine?
Oh, it's a fucking lighter.
Oh.
All right, so, yeah, I have my list, and, yeah, like I said, I I was able to get it all checked off. And I mean, it doesn't mean that I wouldn't be a fan of going through it again. That'd be awesome. So let's see, there was 12. So, one was, sex in a foreign country. And I did get to do that, at least a couple of times. Have a threesome.
Where?
I had.
Where did you go?
Oh, I had sex in Australia and I had sex in Mexico and.
With some hookers?
Nope. It was free. Didn't have to pay for it. So,
okay. Fair enough.
All right. So then, it was have a threesome, have a foursome, sex in public, one night stand.
What kind of threesome and what kind of foursome?
Me and two chicks and me and three chicks.
Oh!
Poultry?
God damn.
Call me the farmer.
Shut the fuck up.
I shit you not.
Three chicks.
Yep.
You fucking pleasure hound.
It was awesome. If anybody ever has an opportunity, don't pass on it.
That is a hard pass for Cookie.
Jesus Christ.
A hard pass, that's what. A hard on pass or a hard pass?
Either I or mean, it's a pass.
At that point, do you even have to move?
Yeah.
Three chicks just
a
go.
Lot. You know how really? Much you know how much you got to work to please one chick. Now imagine having two more at the same time. Yes, it's a lot of work, but it was totally fulfilling. Mostly
holy
reminded.
Fuck. How long did that last? Like 2 minutes?
About 2.5 hours.
Because if that were me, I'd be like, splooge everywhere. Fuck it. There goes my 2-inch penis.
No, I'm a
my
professional, damn it.
Asian penis. Completely passing on the opportunity.
I'm a professional.
Because there wasn't any math involved.
Let's see. Sex in public, one night stand. I've had sex with. Wanted to have sex with women of every different color. So white, black, brown, yellow, red, purple, whatever.
Okay. Purple.
Purple. Well, Indian dots, not feathers.
What the fuck is purple?
Indian dots, not feathers.
Oh fuck! Seriously. How is that purple, though? I don't get it.
I don't know. I didn't make up the color scheme. I just know what it is.
You just stuck your dick in it.
I wasn't consulted when the color scheme was thought of. I'm just repeating what I've learned. Sex underwater, which is a lot harder than it sounds, especially if you're trying not to drown.
Oh, shit.
You know, I saw it in a porn once. I was like, fuck, that looks easy. I could do that. I just got to hold your breath. Fuck, no. That is not easy. That shit's hard.
Holy no
but,
shit.
But I got to try it. So that was good. Sex in the ocean. That was cool. It's not like extra, you know, fancy or like nobody's ever done that before. But it's just something that I personally wanted to do.
Well, you know, I've never done it, so.
It's fun if you can stand sand.
I'm fucking short as hell, so I'd be
tell
like
tell me more.
Being eaten by the fucking waves or something.
Oh, that's true. You probably have to go. Well, unless you don't care about people watching.
Oh, I don't care.
It was
I've had sex in the McDonald's play place before.
Oh shit!
I told you, 15 will
in
get
the
you
ball
20.
Pit. In the ball pit.
Leave the kids
right by the
alone.
Slide, the tube slide. It lasted for like a few minutes. It was like a legit quickie until someone like
came down the tube
was,
slide.
Like, hey, yeah. Someone was like, "Hey, what are you guys doing?" And we literally had to like, just pull up our fucking pants and just jet out of there.
In the tube slide?
Jesus.
Yeah.
You slide into the tube and the tube slide.
Pretty
until
much.
Until a little kid slid down the slide and was like, get the fuck out of the way. Pull your pants back up.
Hey, there were no kids. There were no kids around. Holy shit. No, it was like empty and barren and... Yeah,
the kids in the ball pit just sitting there watching.
It's a fucking ghetto McDonald's, okay? It was a ghetto
Aren't
McDonald's.
All McDonald's ghetto? I mean, that's like a redundant statement.
You know, the ball pit probably has a bunch of fucking heroin needles for all I know. Continue your list.
You had a mech fuck.
Right? A mech fuck. That's the that's the term now for fucking at McDonald's. It a is mech a mech fuck.
A mech fuck. Supersized.
Only five minutes.
Your
like
lips it. To God's ears. It's becoming a religious experience.
Like. Right. All right. Let's see.
What kind of sauce would you like with your nugget?
Manch. That's the only kind they serve. Somebody once asked me, I was being funny at McDonald's, and I'm like, yeah, just throw some manch in the bag. And they're like, what? I'm like, just throw some manch in the bag. It's cool. They're like, did you just ask for manch or ranch? And I was like, ranch. What the hell's manch? And they got all red and embarrassed. And I was like, just because you're turning that shade of red, I know you know what the fuck manch is. Dirty motherfucker.
Perverts, all of them.
That's funny.
Right? Fucking degenerates. Sex at work. Sex with a coworker. That didn't turn out so well. Yeah. That ended in a marriage. I should have stayed in the fucking friend zone. And then leave the friend zone at least once. And the last one is avoid STDs. And fingers crossed. I've been good this far, and fingers crossed I'll be good the next time I run the list.
Oh, shit.
Nice.
Just because I finished it doesn't mean I didn't like doing that stuff. I'd actually do every one of those things. Well, maybe not the sex at work, because
yeah,
I don't want to go
fact,
into an
I
office.
I had to go through my list when I was like writing it down, and I was like, well, shit, I've already done that. Well, maybe I'll just put it on my list again. So.
And it's funny because this list I wrote when I was like 25.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I was done by 25. I'm kind of just making these things up as I go.
Is trying to like find new things to do.
Yeah, some of them are really kind of just lame. I mean, I wouldn't say lame, but you know, it's just never happened. It's still a turn on for me, but I don't know. Are you gonna read your list, Cookie?
Cookie doesn't surprisingly have a list. I think this is something I should get on, apparently.
Alright, well then, if that's the case, I will read mine. I'll read mine. Okay, sex at a fucking music festival, concert, whatever. Eargasm and orgasm at the same time.
Coachella?
Was it a Coachella? I'm down.
Was it
a
Coachella?
No, I'm saying it's never happened. I wanted to happen.
Oh, okay, my bad. I missed that part.
Yeah. It's just never happened. A fucking Viking/barbarian gangbang.
Is that one reserved for Halloween, or are you just hoping to find some barbarians and Vikings?
It doesn't fucking matter
around
when it happens. I am just
I've done
so
two things off your list.
I don't care if it's fucking Comic Con. I don't care if
your
it's
bucket
like
list sounds like my Tuesday night
house party.
Oh my gosh, what is this, high school? It's like amateur hour at the Apollo.
You've never done it at a house party?
That's the only time I ever really do it is at a house party.
No, actually, no.
Action
no,
is not
I've
action
never.
Unless it's action on somebody else's bed.
That's right.
Oh, wait a second. Yes, I have. Now I fucking remember because I woke up with a fucking penis on my cheek.
You're welcome.
Drawn! In Sharpie, and all over, I had fucking nuts on my ear.
I had to trace it from something, and it wasn't memory.
Fuck. Yeah, so, fuck. So. Well,
I mean, Jasmine, if you're not going to bring real things to the table right now in regards to this fucking bucket list, I thought you were all, like, show with that McDonald's thing. I was like, this girl's legit. McDonald's, ball pit. I mean, dang, but house party? Concert?
I know, it sounds pretty cliche. I know.
I'm totally joking. I'm totally joking.
Sex in the rain. I've never had sex in the rain, guys. I don't know if you guys have, but I've never, and I would like to experience that.
It's cold. Not that it matters to you. I said it's cold, but not that it matters to you. You don't have anything that shrivels when it gets cold.
Yeah, that's true. I know these. My list sounds very vanilla, but whatever.
That's why I guess you don't have a lot of rape in Antarctica or Alaska. Kind of hard to rape anybody when your dick's the size of a...
It's just like my current life, my current sex life has so much filth. So my current fuck it bucket list is very vanilla because those are things that I don't really do. It seems like.
That makes sense.
And my husband's walking into the room just fucking... doing a magic mic dance move.
I think you should prove that.
Can't close the door, honey. Can you prove that? Sex with a celebrity.
Yeah, there we go. All right, which one?
Which one? For me? Oh, my God. I have, like, a battalion.
Bow Wow is pretty easy to get, I heard.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I don't know about that. Ryan Gosling, probably. Chris Pratt.
Norman Reedus.
You can have Norman Reedus. My husband's like Norman Reedus. I'm like, you can have him. I don't know. Well, maybe we could share.
Share's on my bucket fucking list.
Oh my God, he said he'd totally be down. Norman Reedus, if you are listening currently to Rice and Beans cast.
Which I'm
Jasmine
sure,
Rice is inviting
totally
me.
Sure you are.
Yeah, I mean.
For a threesome.
It's a Wednesday afternoon. What else would he be doing?
Right.
Oh, right.
He knows we broadcast today.
Sex with a man in uniform I've never done, actually.
What about the McDonald's thing? Was it not with a coworker?
It wasn't a worker?
I mean a worker.
The what McDonald's? Worker?
At McDonald's.
It wasn't a McDonald's worker?
Oh, no. It's definitely not a fucking worker. Holy
just
shit.
A random kid that was in the ball pit?
What?
Just a random kid that was in the ball pit?
No, it was my ex-boyfriend. It was my ex-boyfriend.
Your
ask me why.
Facial expressions are priceless.
Probably fucking ordered McDonald's or something and got horny and then just started fucking in the ball pit.
A McFuck.
Yes. It has a term now. With the sight of manch.
Yes. God damn it. Yes. Okay.
You know,
never
they charge
been
extra
in a fucking
for
orgy and huh? I would like another fucking MMF threesome. Two guys mm-hmm. and myself.
Where's my MFF?
Can you go somewhere else? Holy shit. It's making my fucking bucket list awkward with my husband hovering over me.
Gosh, Jasmine, don't be so greedy. I guess the eye candy must leave now. Thanks. Jeez. Such a selfish bitch.
We go pull up my fish anyways.
Okay. And I've never been in an orgy. Mm-hmm. And I want to have sex with a superhero. So if someone else was to, like, just dress up as a superhero and have sex with me, I would probably, like, just go nuts.
I've had sex in a Superman costume before, but it was the one with the built-in. It was the one with the built-in muscles, so it was kind of hard to work around.
That's funny. Yeah, like I would totally dig that. Holy shit, like Clark Kent or something, or my all-time fave Gambit.
The you know
fave.
The most irritating part was the wig. It kept
you wore a fucking wig.
Well, my
the
hair
Superman
is short.
Superman thing's hitting close to home for me, but I I won't go into detail.
Well, the wig was plastic, so it kept falling off.
Oh my God, that's funny. Never had sex in a movie theater.
You are missing out. Change your whole life around.
I know, right?
There's nothing better than a blowjob and popcorn.
Never had sex at a library, which I would love to do. Never done that.
You're not homeless. You don't need to.
Like when somebody's like, do you want to fuck in a car? Why? I have a house.
Exactly. Seriously.
Oh, fuck. That was funny as fuck. And also, I have this thing for artists that I've always wanted to be a muse. You know, like, draw me like one of your French girls.
I love it.
That's awesome, Jack.
Yes. That and also... have sex for 12 hours straight. I was going to say 24, but I don't know if that's realistic for most guys. And that completes my bucket list, guys.
12 hours straight. Like, with no stopping, or like...
I mean, occasional breaks or whatever, because, I mean, if you're down for that and you can actually hang for more than 12 hours, I'd more than fucking love to.
I think some coke and a good pre-workout should just get you right through that.
Right?
Right?
Coke, a Viagra, and some Jack.
Yeah, I mean...
Power through it. Just be a real man.
You know what? I'm going to add that to my sex bucket list, my fuck it bucket list. 24 hours. Wow.
24 hours fuck session.
I know what this I want for my birthday.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, never Vegas. Happened for me yet, but gotten close. Thank you for that.
How close?
I'm trying to think.
It has to be on the better side of more than half.
Yeah.
7 hours. Okay, 7 hours.
What about what about total break time though? How many breaks did you guys take during that 7 hours?
Probably one.
One break for like how long?
Yeah.
And it can't, don't say it like for 3
no,
hours.
No, it was a legit break.
You're a bitch.
What'd you say?
He's like, yeah, we only took one, we fucked for 8 hours. We only took one break. How long was the break? Oh, like 4 hours.
No, like probably like an hour or something. Or a half hour, something like that.
Now, did both of you stop and take a break? Because I've been in those like all night sessions where it's like, a break, but only one of us took a break. Really, the other one's mouth was busy.
I had time to make a sandwich.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Speaking of fucking sandwiches,
so that's what you're missing out on when like doing guys. Like you can't say, okay, now go make me a sandwich. Like, you're with a girl. Like, okay, we finished. Where's my sandwich?
That's true. Yeah.
Random thing, but back in high school. There was this guy who used a fucking Ziploc bag as a condom.
Try to seal the freshness in or what?
Exactly. Did you get pregnant? It worked.
No!
Did it hurt?
It wasn't me.
Oh, okay.
Liar.
I know.
No, I stayed a virgin all throughout high school. I told you guys that.
It wasn't until they mail ordered her that she gave
me. That's right. That's right. They have to be a virgin when they get here.
So,
but can you imagine a Ziploc bag? It's like fucking just, what, you're going to fucking use it to fucking put a sandwich in it later?
You can put the sandwich in it that she made you afterwards.
Well, yeah. I mean, you can put a couple of like cucumber slices and carrots and you have your manch. Maybe some celery, a couple of buffalo wings.
Instant facial mask. We should start selling those.
Yes.
Care packages.
Beautification products by rice and beans.
Move over, Bare Minerals.
This is all natural.
Oh, God.
Rodan and Fields, what?
So, did it work, though? I mean...
Did it work?
Yeah, did that chick get pregnant?
I suppose so. It's just a rumor that went around for a while in high school that someone had used a Ziploc bag.
Was it a big Ziploc, or was it...
Was it snack size, or like the 2 gallon?
Are we talking about like no 3 idea. Pounds of ground beef
or like a couple of Cheez-Its?
I think it was just a sandwich bag for real, but it's just crazy the things that happen in high school.
Was it one of those cool kid ones with like a character on it? Like was SpongeBob looking her in the eyes when like she was getting it? Like she's going to Chowtown on like Patrick Star or something?
Patrick's
as she's laying there like a starfish.
I know, with Superman and Batman like assisting in the task.
Oh my God!
I guess
this
that
sounds like a familiar story for you, Cookie.
You know what? It works. It works every time.
And she was glad.
A sandwich bag and a rubber band.
She was glad.
What's the rubber band for?
Shut up. Shut up. You don't know me. You don't know my life.
So
no
it's
judgment.
Not the size of the from sandwich. Here. It's the meat inside that counts. Do you want bologna or do you want a steak sandwich? Everybody's going to pick steak. Unless you're vegetarian, then you're going to go for the celery sticks.
Well, a tuna sandwich then, right?
Gross. I haven't had a tuna sandwich in... Ugh.
I love tuna.
Not mine. Mine's like...
That's like sushi-grade tuna right there.
Sashimi.
Exactly.
Yes. You're inappropriate.
Yes, but we're getting paid for it, so it's okay.
Are you getting paid for this? I was told I'm doing service hours.
Well, this the guy said it counts as our community service, and we're getting paid for it.
Oh, okay, there we go.
Might as well get fucking paid for it.
No, I'm getting well compensated. Camel Crush, secondary high. I really can't ask for anything else.
Right, and that's really why we do this, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes. Sponsored by Camel
exactly.
Crush.
Exactly.
And we.
Yeah, so if there's any medical marijuana clinics out there that want to sponsor the show, again, we're at riceandbeanscast@gmail.com.
There you go.
Go ahead and send in your submissions, and we'll go ahead and thumb through them and see what we come up with.
Yes.
So what?
And if you want to sponsor my Uber rides.
Oh. Are you going to start the GoFundMe account, or if it's a getting laid GoFundMe account, it's a GoFuckMe account?
I know, right? So I can get to whoever I want to get laid to.
Help me get laid. I wonder if they allow you to do that.
I don't know. But that wouldn't that be funny?
It's a travel fund.
Travel All right. fund, so I can go wherever the dick goes.
Right.
That's
right.
My motto in life.
All right, so we're actually coming up on our time now, but this was fun, and again, glad everybody was here and everybody's tuning in. Don't forget to check out the website. It's up and running now. It's www.riceandbeanscast.com. And again, so stuff that you want to hear on the show, ideas, things that you like, things that you don't like. We all have emails at riceandbeanscast.com, so feel free to reach out to any one of us, or if you just want a generic email or something that we'll all see, just go ahead and email riceandbeanscast@gmail.com, and we'll go ahead and check those out. So
also, we have a Facebook page, Jester.
Mm-hmm. The Facebook page is the Rice and Beans Podcast, and we are still posting information about the show and episodes themselves. Also, the Penis. RSS feed's going to be linked to it. So if you want to check that out, just keep up with the show. It's another good way to stay in touch with us. So on behalf of Cookie and Jasmine, we want to say thanks for joining us. We're going to be doing another show as usual next week. So tune in and catch us. Until then, take a toke and watch all your worries go up in smoke.